Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Let's welcome Night Train Vec and his dad, Mike Vec, to the show. My gosh, I should have scheduled you guys for an hour because we have so many questions. Your family's history in baseball and the things you two and your dad and your grandpa have created, just so much fun. So, Mike, let's start with you. What are you doing these days?
Well, we bought a football club in Larne, Ireland, and Night Train and I are attempting to add, you know, some little twist to that. And, of course, our beloved Joliet Slammers, we've always wanted to work together. We got 2 years ago in Charleston. So when he called me up and he said, I think I got one, I said, oh, your grandpa would be proud.
And Night Train, your grandpa would be, he'd be proud of what you're doing. Night Train is the executive vice president of the Slammers front office. And so is this your idea to drop hot dogs from the helicopter?
It depends on how it goes. But yes, it was all of our idea. It was a wonderful thing that came from, you know, a couple of comments on the concourse and in the front office. And naturally, the way that we think and do, we decided to make it a little bit crazier with a helicopter. So, yeah, from article to reality.
Night Train, I don't think you were alive for the disco demolition that your dad put on, were you?
I was not.
You know, that
I wasn't a concert.
I remember something about that disco demolition. I'm trying to think. Yeah. Oh, it was the fourth forfeiture. That's right. And I left town in the middle of the night. I remember that now.
Oh my gosh! How big is the insurance waiver? What do you got to do to be able to drop 2,600 hot dogs out of a plane in Joliet or a helicopter?
You know what? I'd like to keep this a non-political conversation if we could. I like to stay out of the controversy. But let's just say you've got to have a very experienced pilot, and you're going to have some very good and resilient hot dogs, which we do. So I'm really excited for that.
Mike, this makes you proud, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, for four generations, you know, we basically have taken no skills and, you know, made a living at a child's game. So the fact that he wanted to continue that was joyous. Somebody told me the other day it was a waste of a Northwestern education. I was like, are you kidding me? This is this sublime. This is it.
And Night Train, the idea is to break a world record in Joliet. So all 2,600 hot dogs will be consumed with a Pabst Light. And then you're the owner of a new world record?
That's the idea, yeah. And we brought this up to Pabst, and full credit to them. They've been really great partners. They heard it from when it was just a twinkle in our eyes in the office, and they took right to it. They got it right away. They were like, we're in. So we're offering $2 Pabst Lights to help unveil their beer, $2.60 tickets that I believe we're well on our way if we haven't already sold out for. And just to stick in theme, we're trying to break the record of 2,500 hot dogs served within an hour. So naturally, it made logical sense to add a helicopter to the mix, and 2,600 would give us enough padding in case they were damaged on the way down.
When is the last time you sold out a game for the Joliet Slammers?
That's a great question. So I've been here for about a year and a half. We hadn't in that time, and if I'm not mistaken, this might be the first true sellout in Slammers history, but I want to make sure I do a little bit more homework on that one. But if it isn't, it's up there as one of the highest.
Mike, do you remember the Dancing Nuns in St. Paul?
I do, actually. I remember and love them, remember them fondly. You know, that was one of those wonderful experiences, and of course Night Train would hang around there in the summers and contribute wrap dogs, things like that. But you know something, I gotta tell you, at least the thing about the Bill Murray bobblehead the other day, Night Train, it didn't look like him. It looked more like me. Was that, I mean, come on.
Respond to your dad, Night Train.
I had to slip an Easter egg in there somewhere. We won't tell Bill, but you'll live on through his bobblehead.
money.
And so did you hear that texter talking about reading your dad's book and it saved their leg? It's one of our listeners. And and Kevin is our sports anchor here. He said something about your dad and an ashtray. And what is the deal with that?
It was one of the great cab rides of my young life, as this wonderful gentleman driving mom and dad and myself home from Crocs and Brentano's. I'll never forget. And dad pulled up his trouser leg and put a cigarette out in the ashtray in his wooden leg. And the next thing I know, we were, you know, almost in the window at Saks Fifth Avenue. Drove right up on the curb. You know, the guy had obviously never seen anybody put a cigarette out in his leg before.
Oh.
And, you know, Dad was not above playing his audience. So.
Yeah. And Night Train, do you have children yet?
Not yet, but it would certainly be in the cards down the line. So I don't know whether it's a blessing or a curse or what age they're going to start rolling hot dogs, but it's going to be soon.
That's awesome. It's such a pleasure to talk to you two. Next time, we're scheduling you for an hour, if that's okay. You can come in the studio, hang out with us, and tell stories.
Love to do that. Thank you so much. Go Slammers!
Yeah, go Slammers. And give them what's the website so they can grab tickets, Night Train?
JolietSlammers.com. Head on over. We just released a small quantity, and they may even be gone. So get over there quickly if we haven't sold out, and come watch us hopefully get a world record.
July 22nd, that is Tuesday. And Mike, why did you name him Night Train? I know it's a middle name, but why that?
Because we move so much. I moved 17 times the first 11 years of my life. My name was Michael Beck. When you're the new kid, nobody calls you anything but the new kid. And you'd never get picked for sandlot clubs. So I said, if I ever have a son, I'm going to give him the coolest name in the history of the world, and he'll get chosen in the first or second round just because he's got a great name.
And it suits you well, Night Train, right?
Yeah, it does. It's made paperwork sometimes a little bit complicated, but overall, I think with the amount of teams that I've worked for, the plan works.
We love you both. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. This is great, Lisa. Thank you.